On Midwest Week, Iowa's getting noticed for another crop besides corn and soybeans. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest is Amanda Hancock, reporter for the Quad City Times. In September, your big story for the Times was about winemaking in Iowa, Amanda, and what prompted you to do that?
So I cover food and other things for the Quad City Times, and I had noticed a handful of wineries in our area that I was interested in. I had done a couple stories about them, kind of on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. And so we just decided to kind of take a step back and look at what we were seeing and kind of why all these wineries were seemingly popping up.
Mm-hmm. And is wine a relatively recent industry in Iowa, or has it just been going on for many, many years and we haven't noticed?
So, actually in doing my story, I discovered that back before Prohibition, mm-hmm. Iowa was the sixth largest producer of wine. Mm-hmm. So we have some history with it. Since then, it kind of fell off the map for a lot of different reasons. But within, I would say, the last 20 or 25 years, the Iowa wine industry has really stepped up its game. So it's been around kind of, I would say, subtly. Mm-hmm. But so it's been around, and I think it's a lot of people I interviewed said that the wine is definitely making a comeback here.
So how do we measure how big the business is? Is it by gallons or employees or just anecdotally driving down the highway and seeing more and more wineries?
That's definitely part of it for me, at least. I was kind of shocked to realize there are 95 wineries in Iowa, which seems like a lot, and the annual economic impact is about $420 million. So quite a big, it is quite a big industry. I mean, so it seems like it's here to stay, at least.
Yeah. Now, what about the climate? I mean, most people would say that it's just too darn cold here in the Midwest for that.
For sure. I mean, and that's been a big part of kind of the challenges that these wineries have had is Iowa is not ideal grape country. Mm-hmm. So, but a lot of winemakers have kind of persisted anyway, and they've also recently come up with some cool varietals of grapes that are made to withstand cold temperatures. So these are like a little bit hardier grapes. They're not going to make wines that we necessarily think of, like the Chardonnay and the Cabernet, but they are going to make wines that are a little bit, I guess a lot of people think of Iowa wine as just sweet. Mm. And so these wines are going to, or these grapes are going to make wine that is drier and kind of broadens the scope of what wine can be here.
Well, I've been to wineries in northern Michigan, so I figure if they can last in northern Michigan, somehow or other they can last down
here. Anything is possible, yeah.
Yeah. Now, one of the companies you profiled is Ticoga. Where is that, and how did they get started?
So that Ticoga is in DeWitt. Mm-hmm. It's right off the Highway 61. So if you're driving on the highway and you look over, you'll see it, which is how I came across it, it's pretty cool because you don't really expect a winery to be there. So that's where it is. And they got started, in 2014. So pretty recent. That's why I kind of focused on that one in my story. Cause it's one of the newcomers, I would say, to the scene. So they have a kind of interesting story. It's a family who runs this winery, and they were not wine drinkers. We're not really interested in starting a winery, mm-hmm. but Ben is his name. He was working on a water tower one day and looked down and he saw people working in a vineyard, and he said to himself, that looks a lot more fun than what I am doing.
What was it, 200 feet in the air or something like that?
Yeah. So then it was just kind of an intrigue, a curiosity. He went home and bought some grapes and grew them and kind of just started that way. So, yeah.
I love the fact that he just went to the store and bought some grape plants and planted them.
Right.
You know, other people like you and I might go to the internet and say, gee, what is this? You know, how can we do this?
Yeah.
But he just said, I'll do it.
Right, yeah.
And he didn't care about wine before this at all.
No. Mm-hmm. They told me that they had to, like, learn how to like wine, and because they were tasting their wine to see if it was good, and they kind of said to themselves, oh, this is good, like we like wine, and then their passion for it really grew, like as their business grew, which is super interesting.
Now, what about some of the others that you talked to? Did they get started sort of in a similar way? People getting tired of whatever they're doing and saying, "I can do that."
Mm-hmm. I would say it's kind of a mix. Like that is one path. Another path I found was people who are super interested in wine and kind of were like, "Oh, I wonder if I could make this, or what goes into making it," and kind of started as a hobby, and mm-hmm. then it just grew into more. Like that's the case for Wide River Winery, that is based in Clinton and has a couple tasting rooms in the Quad City area. The winemaker just loved wine and started it in her home, and it grew.
So these aren't transplants from California or France or something. They're just right. People here that got interested.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And started it in their garage, probably.
Yeah.
It struck me reading your article again, it reminded me of the craft beer business. Does it seem like it's comparable to you in that way?
I think a little bit, yeah. And in terms of, you know, people behind breweries they're interested in the product and kind of making craft beer and mm-hmm. kind of seeing where it can go. And then people who go to breweries are interested in that too. They want to try different beer and kind of like talk about beer, and they're all about it. And I think that is kind of the case with the wine scene that I've noticed, at least mm-hmm. people who are really into this specific thing. And then, yeah, I feel like it's growing. Like, I feel like we saw that craft beer, like, bubble, you know, mm-hmm. and all the buzz around that, and that's still going on. But I do feel like that is kind of becoming the case with wineries here.
Yeah, people saying, you know, let me try something that isn't, you know, mass produced by a huge company.
Yeah, know? Yeah. People are super into that local, like, what's the story behind this glass of wine? And if you go mm-hmm. to wineries here, you will get that. Like, you can taste things, you can see what you like, what you don't like, and then mm-hmm. the winemaker will likely be nearby and can tell you what all went into that.
Now, how big are some of the local ones? I mean, are they big enough to be in stores, or do you have to go on site to buy some of their stuff?
For sure, yeah. A lot of them are in stores. Ticoga, for example, you can get at some Hy-Vee stores in the area. Same with Wide River Winery. So they are getting into stores, which is a big part of their business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can definitely go to some shops around and browse the local wine options.
Now, one of the people you talked to in your article said Iowa wines are probably better known outside of the state than in it, and mm-hmm. why would that be?
I think talking about kind of the growth of the wine industry and comparing it to craft beer, people who are the wine industry at large, they, you know, talk about what's new and what's coming. And I think Iowa was so far off the map in terms of people weren't talking about mm-hmm. Iowa as a wine place. So as it has grown into that, it's kind of gotten some buzz, like, oh, where did Iowa come from with wine? So I think that's kind of where that comes from. And then within the state, I think I heard from winemakers, like, they feel like they kind of, there's like a prejudice around wine here. Like, people think it's just one thing, and if they tried it 10 years ago, they don't want to try it again because they know kind of what it tastes like. And I think within, you know, locally, that is kind of changing a little bit. Like, people are starting to realize that Iowa wine is great and different, and you can find things you like.
It actually could taste pretty good depending on what it is.
For sure.